Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we go!
There's only four words.
This is Something Something Broncos.
This one's for Pat!
Let's go!
Can you smell the salt?
There's only one person that carries the ball right here.
Yeah. Tim Tebow back in the system.
Good. Third.
Oh, my God.
Denver's got a touchdown.
Kicked off by the Broncos.
Kicked off
by the old pro Justin Simmons.
Here we hit and sack.
Featuring Mike DeCicco. And Jess Place.
Let's go, son! Let's go!
Welcome to Something Something Broncos.
Oh, mother. Oh, mother. Oh,
mother. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Something Something Broncos, a show that is in need of an update in the open. Oh. Did you hear that? It's mentioned Justin Simmons. It's a sad day
in
Broncos country. But Justin Simmons is no longer a Bronco, so our open is now out of date.
Neither's Tim Tebow.
Well, I actually am wearing a Tim Tebow shirt right now.
You know, but much like the Broncos, we are in a full rebuild. You know, we're tearing everything down, building it back stronger.
I hope.
You know, I mean, I'm not very good at construction. But yeah, a lot of changes since we talked last, Jess. Your boy Justin, are you on board? Are you sad?
Yeah, I mean,
are you sad and on
this
board?
Is the rebuild that should have happened
7 years ago.
I think they should empty the cabinet even more. Like, it just suck. Just be terrible this year. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
you're gonna suck. Lean into it.
Right? Yeah.
Because it's, you know, like, for example, we don't have a quarterback. So what do we need Cortland Sutton for?
Fair enough.
You know, I love Cortland Sutton. I'm just saying, if you're going into a full rebuild, the assets and cap room he could bring are probably more valuable than the catches he brings.
Can we talk for a moment? Wait, breaking news. Hold on.
Breaking news?
Oh, my God. Little Jordan Humphrey has been re-signed.
Definitely don't need Sutton.
No.
Jordan and a Cortland.
Little Jordan. What more do you need? We've got Tim Patrick coming back.
Yeah.
Little Jordan, and then what are the other moves that have happened?
Breaking news.
Oh, what?
Tim Patrick is hurt.
No, that's not nice. It may be true, but it's not nice.
It's probable.
That's why it's so great that Little Jordan is coming back.
Yeah. No, it's like, I love Cortland, but it's like, if you're getting rid of Simmons, and you're going to the full rebuild, give me the picks. I can see the value, you know, if you have a young quarterback, having a receiver like Sutton there as a security blanket will be valuable. But this team needs picks. We need depth. We need cap. I don't know. It seems like we're going to move on from him next year anyway. And the lesson we learned with Jerry Jeudy, we could have had a third and a fifth for him at the trade deadline. And now we just got a fifth and a sixth or something.
We may have held on to Jerry Jeudy
too long. It's better to, you know, mm-hmm. it's like the thing, the old Belichick Patriots, better to move on a year too early than a year too late. And I don't know. I'm just not sure what value Cortland gives us this year in relation to what we could get for him now.
So there's also Pat Surtain, who is also still floating around. Do you think that it could be a day of draft trade for either of them? Do you see them getting moved?
I see yes to both. And I think you definitely move Surtain, even though premier cover corner, they're hard to find. It's just, if we're going young on this team, he is going to be getting paid huge in about, a year? And minors are going to be getting paid huge. How much? That seems like a luxury contract for a team who's really close and about to win, which we're not going to be for several years. And again, I'm just thinking, is the value of using Surtain to move up to get Jaden Daniels, Drake May, whatever, more of a benefit to us than having that long contract around that big, huge, massive contract hanging around our neck for the next 5 years?
Well, and we don't have the luxury of having the money to pay a contract. We have to get out from underneath the Russell Wilson.
All right, Russell contract. Wilson, what happened to him?
Oh, yeah, I know we've both been on vacation for the last couple of weeks.
So let me Google real quick here. Holy shit, we released him.
He's the second coming in Pittsburgh.
Second going.
Tommy Maddox, part two.
Tommy Maddox. You know what? Tommy Maddox had a decent little career revival with the Steelers. So,
well, and hopefully, I don't know. I don't really care. I'm goodbye, Russ. It was never, ever even close to as advertised. So,
yeah. And a noble experiment that failed, but I appreciate them trying.
You know, he's got his house for sale now. I think it's listed at, 20, 25, 26. And I also saw that his house that he had in Seattle is also for sale at like over $30 million, which goes to show that he is as poisonous to the real estate market as he is to NFL franchise.
Yeah. Much like the football, he holds onto his houses for too long.
That was really clever, Mike.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy. Thank you. I don't know. The only one of our veterans that I would hold on to is Garrett Bowles. I would keep him around. We don't have anybody to replace him. Receivers, in my opinion, are easier to replace than left tackles. I would keep Bowles around, but I would definitely move Surtain and Sutton in service of moving up to get a quarterback and or.
It's going to be tough to move Sutton. Because the draft is very wide receiver heavy, so
yeah. But for a team like Baltimore or Buffalo that's trying to get over the hump, do you want Cortland Sutton, who's going to make big catches, or do you want to roll the dice on a rookie? I mean, for a fourth round pick, a team like that would want Sutton, right?
I bet you could get more than that.
Maybe. I'm just saying, you move Sutton for depth, you move Surtain if it helps you get up to get your guy. If your guy is Bo Nix, then don't trade Surtain. If your guy is Jaden Daniels and you need to get up to where the Redskins or Patriots are, the Commanders or Patriots are, then yeah, Surtain is easily tradable just because that huge contract is going to come due. And for a rebuilding team, I don't want to pay it.
You won't be able to. You won't be able to. I mean, you're just not going to have. I mean, yes, the cap will go up, but.
Yeah, well,
if you're entering this phase, which it looks like we are, let's cut bait on everything. And I agree with you. We got to keep Bowles. Cushenberry is gone. Well, that was kind of a surprise.
It wasn't a surprise. Everybody kind of said he was going to go.
Well, and I thought he might come back.
You thought so? I didn't think so.
With that offensive line, you gotta kind of keep it.
They had a center we know, Alex Forsythe. They were always kind of high on. And so now he's next man up. My question is, Miners, guards have been getting paid lately, and his price is just going up. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens with him, because we can't offer him a contract until next year, I believe. Is that correct?
I see him being one of those contract extensions, like in week three of the season. Like
if we can get him at a good deal, you lock him up. But guards in free agency have been getting paid, and he's just got to be looking at that with like Scrooge McDuck dollar signs in his eyes, because he's going to get
and
paid.
He should.
And he deserves it. And it's like, Cush, get paid, man. If you can get paid more in Tennessee, go for it. Take care of yourself. You know, you're going to have a lifetime of hip and shoulder problems to look forward to. So get money as soon as you can.
So here's the question though, Mike, because I was just thinking about our open and how it mentions Justin Simmons. We're going to have to replace that with some sort of highlight of someone else, but
Lil
really
Jordan
like,
Humphrey.
I was thinking Lil Jordan. Who is the face of this Denver Broncos team?
Whoever is drafted at quarterback.
Right. I don't believe they're on this team yet.
It's TBA. Yeah. I mean, right now you have Miners is one of our top players, but he's not really guards aren't usually the face of the franchise. Right.
It's true. It's not fair, but it's true.
It's not Josie Jewell. He's off to Carolina. That's a really, really good question. Right now it's Surtain and even him.
By default.
Yeah. And he's kind of he's not that charismatic team face of the team leader sort. You know what I mean? He's more of a quiet sort of a guy.
So here's the question though, with the prospect that he could be a draft day
trade.
Chip that is a trade. Yeah. Uh-huh. Would you put him in the open of our show?
No, because we'd have to change it again in a month.
We'd have to change it again, right? I mean, does that mean that we are solidly in the camp that he's probably going to be on the move?
He's solidly in the camp to be considered to be moved. But here's our new opening. Here's what our new opening is. It's going to be, you know, with the third pick in the draft, the Denver Broncos select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU. That's going to be the new sound clip.
I like it.
Something like that's going to be our sound clip. Or it's going to be, you know, with the 12th pick, or the 24th pick, as we traded down, we draft a guard, and it could be everybody going, boo, boo. Boing. The opposite of that, de-boinging, because... No, because if they trade down and just draft some guard or defensive tackle, which we need, it's going to be a lot of Denver Bronco fans' heads hitting their desks and throwing.
It is going to be anywhere.
If we get that cornerback, though, man, all of a sudden you have, it's like when we traded for Russell Wilson, we had hope and we had promise up until we saw him take a snap, but it was glorious. It was wonderful.
It was great until it wasn't.
Yeah, which
it wasn't right out of the box. It never recovered.
That first game, man, he played well. He threw for like 350 yards in Seattle. That was when we realized Nathaniel Hackett was in it.
Was it? Yeah, the 63 yard field goal.
We thought Russell Wilson was still that guy, and we're like, he had 355 yards or whatever passing, and Hackett won't let him go for it on 3rd and 10. You know. He just settles for a 63-yard field goal. So, no, we had that one game honeymoon with Russ where we thought, well, our coach is an idiot, but we got a quarterback, you know?
Well, at that point, it was our coach may be an idiot, but we just didn't realize that, yes, he was an idiot, and he is a generational idiot.
Yeah, and, you know, and then keep in mind, too, that even despite that, Javonte and Melvin each fumbled on the 1 yard line. If, like, one of those guys doesn't fumble, we might be sitting here talking about year three of Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson.
Oh, what could have been?
What could have been, man? Anyway, they're both gone, and that's great. And so is Melvin.
Seen a grown man naked?
Every time I wake up, dude.
Oh, so what else? Well, so we made some signings, though. We got Malcolm Roach.
Yeah, it's just another
of the New Orleans Saints.
You know, there's lies, damned lies, and statistics, like Mark Twain said. And I read one stat that how he's really good against the run, and read another stat that said, yeah, but if you look at it, he's never been healthy enough, and blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. He signed for $8 million, which is nothing. We need depth. We need run stoppers. He seems to fit the bill, but I never heard of him until yesterday. I'm not going to lie to you, Jess.
I appreciate that. I'm kind of amazed at the at our free agent experts and draftniks and the Mile High Report chat room because, you know, this news came down and they were like, yes, I love this move. I love it. And it's like, I am not a fan of the New Orleans Saints. And so I'm not really like into the minutia of their roster. And so I also did not know who this guy is, but apparently he's a great run stuffer. So I'm all for it.
Plus, you know, when I'm watching the game, oh, look, there's where the ball is. And then I look there. I don't know how to evaluate a defensive tackle. Is he eating up blockers? Is he hitting the A gap? I don't even know what an A gap is, but it's important and stuff like that. So it's like, is this, did Ben Powers play good last year? We don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to evaluate a guard. I just know how to overreact to other people's evaluations.
So you've heard it here, folks. Mike. Yeah. Has trouble discerning his A-hole from his B-hole.
No. Gaps. Gaps. How dare you? How dare you? I can see
the A-hole is not the B-hole.
I can see one B-hole right there, Jess.
Here I am. I'm waving at you.
Yeah. That's this is unrelated to seeing a grown man naked, too. These are two different things.
It really is.
Really are.
It's two sides of the same coin, really.
Yeah. So here's my
question. We want to talk about Troutman. The Troutman is back. Tight end.
And we're done. That's all he needs. That's all he needs. So my question is, and again, everything comes back to the quarterback. So
yeah.
Thank God we dodged the Sam Darnold bullet.
Boy, did it look like it was coming right for us, or what?
But we still got the Jimmy G bullet right there. And me, Jimmy G is one of those guys, we sign him, we probably win more games than we do with Stidham, but what's the point of being 7-10 with Jimmy G when you could be 4-13 with Stidham and actually get a better pick? I don't know. For me, why would we want to spend money on any of these free agents, none of whom are marketably better than Stidham and a rookie?
So I agree. This should be the 1983 draft all over again. We need to go in. We'll go in with it. We'll get our John Elway, our marquee rookie. And then later in the draft, we'll get our Gary Kubiak.
Yeah. Get our Kirk Cousins to the RG3, so to speak.
Yes.
And thank God we didn't spend money on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Go have fun. Bye. Yeah.
You're somebody else's $180 million Achilles problem. You're welcome to it, Atlanta. But I don't know. I'm like, roll with Stidham. He's not good, but he's as good as anybody you're going to get right now. And you get your rookie. You're all in. I've made the comment on Twitter. This is like Cortez burning his ships. So his guys have no choice but to go forward and march through the jungle. No retreat. And this is what it is. You're not signing these people. You're forcing your team. You have to move up in the draft now. You have to get your guy. Unless your guy is Michael Penix or Bo Nix, somebody with an X in their name.
A Nix, if you will.
Yeah, you have to move up now.
You're going to draft they're forcing Stevie Nix. Hand.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I heard rumors about that.
She's rumors. A gypsy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think these moves have all pointed to the fact that Peyton has his guy. If he was ambivalent, is that a word?
Ambivalent?
For some reason, it sounded weird.
I'm going to slap you right in your penis.
Slap me. Beeholes, penises. We have something for everybody today.
It's the off-season. It's really the time. It's the time for today. All this.
We're working blue. He's got to have identified somebody in the draft. Otherwise, he would have hedged his bets by trying to get a Gardner Minshew or whoever. So to me, it seems to be all forward to get his guy in the draft.
I want all rookies, undrafted free agents. I just let's save the money. Let's fill the coffers in years to come. For now, it's time to be church mice. Like, let's just save that. I
was happy they didn't sign anybody big in free agency, even after restructuring Zach Allen and Powers. And I'm trying to check right now, make sure they haven't signed anybody. Chargers are releasing wide receiver Mike Williams.
Oh.
They had to release somebody because they managed their cap so poorly. They kept on restructuring, extending, and the bill comes due, and that's their bill. But, hey, you know, I said earlier, working blue. So my question to you is, will the Broncos be working blue next year because there's new uniforms coming?
No. We're not going to make that mistake again. It's going to be orange. Everyone loves the orange. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Not everybody.
Well, everybody who's right.
Oh, right. I could see, you know, even the Broncos custom jerseys are on sale on NFL.com, which is a good sign we're getting new jerseys. And I think everybody wants to go back to our 80s throwbacks, the color scheme. And I've seen some mock-ups with that blue jersey, that shade of blue. It's kind of a
the sky blue.
Kind of the alternate. It kind of made us look like University of Florida, but I'll be honest with you, I kind of dug it.
I'm not high on a University of Florida look, but I do like the baby blue. And there isn't another team that has that.
Yeah.
For whatever reason in the 90s, everyone was like, Navy is the way to go. And most people didn't look back. So yeah. They were also wrong. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I like the classic, you know, back-to-back Super Bowl blues.
Yeah.
But it's not Broncos if it's not orange.
Yeah.
It's got to be orange.
I agree. But as a third jersey, a blue jersey with our throwback shade of blue, not too shabby.
The announcement's probably going to happen pretty soon because you can't have...
You're going to want that your draft.
Yeah, you have to have it before the draft because you don't want your rookie holding up an old jersey.
No, and you want everybody buying a Jaden Daniels brand new authentic jersey and then not be pissed 3 weeks later when
it's a total change.
Totally different jersey. So yeah, there's got to be something coming. I'm excited. I've seen so many variations, like the current logo with the old color scheme. I've seen so many. Is there anybody that you've seen that you've liked or not liked?
Oh, there's been plenty. I mean,
what's your advice?
My advice is, I did not like the blue uniforms when they first came out. obviously. I think you can see that in my comments earlier, but they grew on me.
Yeah.
And so I'm, if you may not like the new uniform, that's okay. It may grow on you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So I bet that's like, so in the next couple of weeks,
are you looking at, they need to go to the 90s, 80s throwback, or they need to go in a new direction inspired by that? What's your wish?
I have no expectations. I hope it looks good. I hope it's not silly. I hope we don't look like Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. And certainly not Florida State.
That'd be weird. Or the gold and red. I remember when the uniforms came out like in 96 and seeing Elway and Mobley. And I remember who else was up there. Harold Hasselbeck, I think.
I think you're right.
We're up there modeling. And my first reaction was, I hated it. It was too different. The blue, the different horse, the swishes on the side panels of the jerseys and the pants. I remember my first reaction was, oh my God, I hate it. They look too weird. It doesn't look like the Broncos. And so.
And then they win two Super Bowls
and I love it. But I just hope they stick with what the Broncos identity is, which, like you say, is the orange jerseys. Last time was too much of a change, and they ended going back eventually to the orange jerseys with the same style. But I hope they keep the heritage of the franchise in mind more this time, and we get more of a classic look than the future of Nike uniforms look.
You're right.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's my goal, but I'm excited to see him just mainly because I want to buy a whole bunch of new Broncos merch and be like, Kelly, baby, I have to. This is new. I have to buy this.
This is new. Yeah.
It's like, I'm buying 3 hats, 4 shirts, 6 jerseys.
But again, whose jersey are you going to buy? As of right now, I wouldn't recommend buying anybody's jersey.
Oh, I'd buy the rookie quarterback.
Little Jordan Humphrey.
I'm going to buy the
jerseys are looking pretty sweet. Adam Trautman.
Yeah, no, that's a good question because you have to buy, first of all, the rookie quarterback. I'm buying it. Even if it's Bo Nix, I'm buying it because I need that hope. I need something for game day. But as far as like their new jersey comes out, yeah, I mean, who do you buy? I love Tim Patrick. He's on a 1-year deal. There's no guarantee there. Miners, I love. He could be gone. Javonte, I mean, maybe McLaughlin, as far as a young guy is going to be around for a few years. I mean, Sertan would be the obvious answer, but again, maybe he's not there. Even like young players I like Caden Stearns and PJ Locke.
Jaquan McMillan.
There's no
or guarantee. McMillian, as the case may be.
There's no guarantee any of those guys are here long term.
No.
No. I mean,
there's no one has been here long term. I mean, who's Garrett Bowles is the longest tenured Bronco, right? Isn't that right?
Easily. I mean, as far as if I was to buy 2 jerseys, I would buy the quarterback. And maybe McLaughlin, as far as young player who might be around for a couple of years, but he's a running back. He could be gone just as easily as anybody. You know, they have the shortest shelf life. I don't know. Whose jersey are you buying?
Because
you're buying a new jersey.
I'm not. Well, I may. I would have to be our first round pick. Like if I buy a jersey this year, it will more than likely be.
Okay, but no, you're getting 2 jerseys. You're getting the home and the away. So you pick 2 players, the first round pick, sure. Current rostered player, who are you buying?
Little Jordan Humphrey.
Really? Are you being serious? You're just making a joke.
No, I honestly, like there's nobody else. I mean, who else is there? Like, who are they going to stock?
I like Brandon Johnson, but he's not even guaranteed to make the roster. You know, if somebody else comes in and has a good camp, he's not guaranteed anything. I don't know.
It's a crapshoot. I pity the people at the team store that have to stock jerseys because
if they trade down and draft like a guard, literally who are they going to have to sell their new jerseys?
Who's on the billboard to sell season tickets?
Yeah. I mean, almost literally from a business marketing standpoint, they need that quarterback just to put on the billboard. So people will buy a number 9 jersey. You know, it's not like hockey or baseball where you can just buy a blank jersey.
Right. Right.
You know, or soccer, you know, it's like basketball and football. You have to have a number on it.
It's just going to be like the 00s. And it's just going to say your name. That's the one I'm going to get.
Funny. Double zeros, your name. I don't know, man. That's a really good point now. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to buy 3 jerseys. But fuck, who?
Miles, the mascot.
Yeah, maybe. So I'm not going to be one of those ones who gets like, you know, DeSico, my own name put on the back of the jersey. That's
no,
lame.
Don't be that guy. That's I lame. Mean, I, there are people that do that, and
they're
and
late.
It works for them. It
there
does
was
not work for me.
A guy a few years ago who played for the Bears with my last name, and I was just begging for him to sign with the Broncos just so I can get that jersey. And yeah. You know, he was a not a great player, not doing the DeSico name a lot of pride.
Well,
but he made the league, which is more than I did.
This brings us to the most important part of the show.
Oh my God.
We're going to Google. We're going to Pro Football Reference. Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
Let's see. We're just going to do this as an exercise because it's the off season and no one's listening anyway. DeSico, DeCICCO. Mm-hmm. There's only been one DeSico.
Yeah. Dom, right?
Dom DeSico. Dom DeLuise DeSico. I'm sure that's his middle name.
My parents wanted to name me Dominic. That was supposed to be my name, was Dominic.
Dominic.
I believe he was number 54 for the Bears.
Number, no, he was number 58 and 57 during his 20 games played. So let's type in place. Let's see how many places there are. No matches. So the Place family, you're going to be shocked to hear this after seeing my beautiful physique for all these years. We are not NFL athletes.
Yeah. Just for the record, I believe Dom DeSico is a African American gentleman. We are not related.
Well, that's a shame. Are you sure?
I thought he was.
The phonetic pronunciation is DeSico. So.
Oh no, he's a white dude. For some reason, I saw a picture of him, and I thought he was black.
Well, now don't you feel foolish?
Oh no, I wonder if we're related. Look at that guy. He doesn't look anything like me, which good for him.
Hmm. Dominic John DeSico. Ah, linebacker.
My uncle's name is John. He didn't like me, and I didn't much like him.
Well, that's
if you're listening, John, Uncle John, boo on you.
Boo on you, Uncle John.
Yeah.
Don't touch him there. That's his no-no square.
Is this the B-hole thing again?
No, A-hole. Damn
no,
it.
A-hole.
You got to learn the difference, Mike. You got to learn the difference.
I don't know the difference. I need a nice youth pastor or somebody to.
Oh, no.
Wait, Where's sorry.
Me? No, stop it. Stop. Speaking of no-no. Well, on that note.
As well as everybody.
Yeah, we're 30 minutes deep. I think that's it. Let's pull the plug on this.
30 minutes deep. Is this another A-hole deep?
No, B-hole.
No. Yeah, I don't know which one it is.
For Mike DeSico, I am Jess Place.
Jess Place, I'm Mike DeSico.
And you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. It's the off-season. We're trying to be regular, but we both had vacations, so it's been a couple weeks. We're sorry for that. I'm sorry for Mike's vacation.
I was at a educator conference in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, you were pounding drinks and hanging out at the pool.
No, there was snow on the ground in Reno, Nevada.
Well, when I was on vacation, I was only in the Caribbean, so I can commiserate.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Be sure to follow Mike on Twitter.
At DeSico, and DM me. I'll send you some of pictures of Jess and his Speedo. You can find the
yes,
A-hole.
It's true.
You can find the A-hole and the B-hole.
Oh, pin the tail on the B-hole.
Yeah.